Big Magic, Creative Living Beyond Fear. Read by the author, Elizabeth Gilbert. Over the years, I've often wondered what finally made me stop playing the role of Pitiful Pearl, almost overnight. Surely there were many factors involved in that evolution, the tough mom factor, the growing up factor, but mostly I think it was just this. I finally realized that my fear was boring. Mind you, my fear had always been boring to everybody else, but it wasn't until mid-adolescence that it became, at last, boring even to me. My fear became boring to me, I believe, for the same reason that fame became boring to Jack Gilbert, because it was the same thing every day. Around the age of 15, I somehow figured out that my fear had no variety to it, no depth, no substance, no texture. I noticed that my fear never changed, never delighted, never offered a surprise twist or an unexpected ending. My fear was a song with only one note, only one word, actually, and that word was stop. My fear never had anything more interesting or subtle to offer than that one emphatic word, repeated at full volume on an endless loop, stop, 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 stop. Which means that my fear always made predictably boring decisions, like a choose-your-own-ending book that always had the same ending, nothingness. I also realized that my fear was boring because it was identical to everybody else's fear. I figured out that everyone's song of fear has exactly that same tedious lyric, stop, 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 stop. True, the volume may vary from person to person, but the song itself never changes, because all of us humans were equipped with the same basic fear package when we were being knitted in our mother's wombs. And not just humans. If you pass your hand over a petri dish containing a tadpole, the tadpole will flinch beneath your shadow. That tadpole cannot write poetry, and it cannot sing, and it will never know love or jealousy or triumph, and it has a brain the size of a punctuation mark, but it damn sure knows how to be afraid of the unknown. Well, so do I. So do we all. But there's nothing particularly compelling about that. Do you see what I mean? You don't get any special credit, is what I'm saying, for knowing how to be afraid of the unknown. Fear is a deeply ancient instinct, in other words, and it's an evolutionarily vital one, but it ain't especially smart. For the entirety of my young and skittish life, I had fixated upon my fear as if it were the most interesting thing about me, when actually it was the most mundane. In fact, my fear was probably the only 100% mundane thing about me. I had creativity within me that was original. I had a personality within me that was original. I had dreams and perspectives and aspirations within me that were original. But my fear was not original in the least. My fear wasn't some kind of rare artisanal object. It was just a mass-produced item available on the shelves of any generic box store. And that's the thing I wanted to build my entire identity around, the most boring instinct I possessed, the panic reflex of my dumbest inner tadpole? No.